Rashi la Torah, Parashat Metzora, Aliyat Rishon. The parasha starts off by talking about a person who is a Metzora. He is an individual who's trying to purify himself. He's trying to move on from the Sara'at, the affliction on his skin. He's trying to purify himself. And the parasha tells us that as part of the purification process, he has to take two birds. One of them he'll slaughter and he'll put into a earthenware vessel. And he'll take the other one, the live bird, and he'll dip it into the blood of that bird that was slaughtered. And then he sprinkles with it seven times onto the person with sara'at. And that purifies him. And then he sets the bird free. And that bird is going to live. Rashi comments over here. And he anticipates the question, why birds? Why birds used in the purification process of the individual with sara'at? And he says, Lifisha negaim ba'im al lashon hara, because sara'at comes as a result of lashon hara, of derogatory speech, of a person speaking incorrectly about other people, shehu ma'aseh pitputeh dvarim, which is done by chattering. And therefore, lefichach, hus kekul taharato sipurim, and therefore, as part of the purification process, the person has to bring birds. Birds tweet constantly, and they have chirping sounds. So that individual who's talking Lashon Hara is similar to a bird who's constantly chirping, constantly talking. The Sfat Emet asks a question on this Rashi, and he says, that makes sense that we'll bring one bird, and one bird could atone for the whole idea of a person speaking Lashon Hara. But why is there an idea to bring two birds? What is the purpose of the second bird that's being brought? One of them is slaughtered and the other one is set free. So there has to be something else. There's a deeper message here in the fact that the second bird is brought and is set free as well. So Sfat Emet quotes something from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says here in Parashat Tazria that Dehanegaim ba'im al mila bishah, so the Zohar says that negaim come about because of two different things. A milabisha, because of a bad word that somebody said, and also because of good words that a person did not say. So the Zohar is hinting to two different things that a person does wrong. Number one, the first bird is brought to deal with the sin of Lashon Hara that an individual spoke. And the second bird is brought in order to fix up the sin, letaken, the second avera, that a person did not speak lashon of kedusha, that he didn't have words of holiness come out of his mouth. So there's two different tikkunim going on. Lashon hara has the power not only to cause evil, but to hold back the good that a person could bring forth. And therefore, the shehuta, the one that's slaughtered, is slaughtered, and it represents the lashon hara that a person spoke, and it's coming to Leva'er, to totally destroy that Lashon Hara, and to fix it up, and to hopefully never have that individual speak Lashon Hara again. And then the Mishulahat, the bird that's set free, is to prepare the mouth and the tongue to go forward and speak Divrei Torah. So to undo the bad, but also to prepare for the positive. And says the Sfat Emet, therefore we know that Negaim Nimseru Rak Libnei Israel, Shenitan Lahem Hamila, Shehu Petach Haguf Kemoshkata Bezor HaKadosh. And the Negaim, therefore, were only given to Bnei Israel. Only the Jewish people have Sara'at when they speak Lashon Hara. Goyu speak Lashon Hara is not going to get Sara'at. And therefore, says the Sfat Emet, we connect in last week's parasha the idea of Berit Milah, on the eighth day, we're going to give our children, our baby boys, a brit milah. We connect that right before we talk about the parashiyot that have to deal with sara'at. Because specifically only a Jew could get sara'at. Why? Because specifically only a Jew could involve himself with divrei Torah, with holy matters. Goy could be neutral. Goy could not speak lashon hara. But in terms of having the ability to involve himself with holiness and kedusha and divrei Torah and positive speech on that holy type of level, only a Jew could do that. So therefore, that's the Sfat Emet's answer on why we bring two different birds during the purification process for the sara'at. One of them, in order to undo the bad of the Lashon Hara, and the second one is an opportunity to teach us that we have to involve ourselves. There's a command to not keep silent, but to speak positive good words and to talk in words of Divrei Torah.